Hey, everybody, it's YouthCast from Generation PRX. I'm your host, Molly Adams. If you're anything like me, you start hearing about budget cuts and doomsday scenarios, and chances are no matter where you live, you're hearing something like this, and you immediately tune out. It's overwhelming. I can barely even imagine what $1 million can do, let alone the $700 billion that the U.S. government threw at the economy when the economic crisis hit. I don't even know if I'm using the right verbs here. Money, especially in the form of a budget where the money is kind of imaginary, can be hard to picture in your head, in your hands, all around you. But Arai Buendia, a reporter for Youth Radio in California, makes it easier by doing something pretty simple, putting a human face on it. Among the health and social services that hang in balance as California lawmakers try to close the state's $24 billion budget deficit is funding for HIV/AIDS programs. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has proposed an $80 million cut to the Office of AIDS. The legislature has pushed back with $30 million in cuts. Meanwhile, young people are trying to make sense of what it will mean for them and other youth, a population that accounts for about half of all new HIV infections. Youth Radio's Arai Buendia talked to two HIV-positive youth, one 14 years old, the other 24, and asked them how the cuts will impact their lives.
School is out, and like many 14-year-olds in San Francisco, Karina Aguilar is looking forward to summer, going to the movies, playing basketball, and traveling to Utah with her family for a kayaking trip.
So I'll have a really busy summer, and the medicines help me to have fun.
Karina is talking about the drug she takes for HIV. She gets monthly shipments of meds delivered to her house. Drugs can cost anywhere from $250 to $5,000 per month for somebody living with HIV. Diagnosed at birth, Karina is not sure how she contracted the virus.
I think it was because my mom didn't have that much protection, so that's probably how I got it. Otherwise, I must have gotten by breast milk.
Thanks to a constant regime of medications paid for by the state's Medicaid program, Karina's been able to keep her viral count so low it barely even shows up during testing.
If it's undetectable, it means that you're really healthy, your immune system is healthy, basically your whole body is healthy.
It also means Karina is less infectious than someone with a high viral load and less burdened by what sets her apart.
Sometimes I just put that I have HIV behind me and just be normal, you know. The only time that I do that, it comes to my mind that I have HIV is when I'm drinking my medicine. That's it.
Karina's lucky. Her state benefits aren't likely to be affected by the proposed cuts. But 24-year-old Ricardo, who didn't want us to use his last name, cannot count on those protections.
I know I am one of those patients that I have to have medication. If not, my life is at jeopardy.
Ricardo says he's not eligible for California's Medicaid program because of his salary. If his drug costs go up, or if he loses his job as an AIDS outreach worker due to program cuts,
my medication will cost more than my rent. So it would be either my life or be on the streets.
We've seen what it means for there not to be effective treatments for HIV.
That's Kevin Bynes, Youth Services Director at the AIDS Project for the East Bay.
We've seen the people get diagnosed 1 week and then be dead the next. The drugs that are used to manage HIV for many people are the only lifeline.
And the prevention and testing programs that get state funding are often the only way HIV negative young people learn how to stay that way. So while the governor says California faces a worst-case scenario with this budget crisis, young people living with HIV/AIDS or trying to avoid it are hoping the situation doesn't get even worse. For KPFA, I'm Arai Buendia.
Arai Buendia's story was produced by Youth Radio and BeyondTheOdds.org. It comes to you from Public Radio Makers Quest 2.0. That's an initiative of AIR, the Association of Independents in Radio, Incorporated. This project is also made possible with funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now that the podcast is wrapping up and you probably had to get on to the internet to get it, you should go check out youthcast.org. You can poke around on there. There's old episodes and links to cool internet audio stuff. So please do. This has been Molly Adams for Youthcast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out, please, at generationprx.org. It's Youthcast. It's where radio makes you wish you were young again.
Thank you very much.